Chapter 15.
Nice work, Saw said when Jin finished duplicating the last invitation. I honestly can't tell which is the original.
Jin beamed at him. It had taken a lot of work to replicate both the outer appearance of the image casters and the internal information. Copying the hollows over had been simple enough, but duping the scan docs had required much more time and patience. She had spent so much of the past few years developing the physical side of her training that she'd almost forgotten how wonderful it was to focus on something that was entirely a mental activity. Saw glanced up at Jin.
You constantly amaze me, he said. Not many people could have done this, but I knew you could.
I enjoyed figuring it out, she said, shrugging despite her pride at his words. It was like solving a puzzle.
Must run in your blood, Saw said.
Jin's head whipped up. No, it doesn't. Her eyes flashed. Saw rarely spoke that directly about her father. Saw nodded, his way of admitting he shouldn't have reminded Jin of her past.
Ready to go? He asked.
Jin nodded eagerly. She hadn't been sure she'd been invited to join Saw on the mission. This partisan group, led by the Zabrak, Jin had never worked with them before, although she suspected Saw had, during one of the missions when he'd left her behind. Saw tossed the image casters into a large canvas bag that was already full of something soft, then shrugged the bag onto his shoulder. He led the way to his ship. Maya was already there, smiling at Jin. Saw climbed into the pilot's seat, and they headed off.
Excited?
Maya asked Jin. They both swayed as Saw maneuvered the ship through the asteroid belt. Jin nodded.
But it's a bit odd, isn't it? I don't even know what you and Saw are doing on Inusagi. Other than that, you're meeting others. Why didn't that woman...
Arrain, Maya supplied. Jin nodded.
Why didn't she just hire Saw to do it all? Instead of passing these image casters off to strangers, we could have worked as a team.
Maya nodded darkly.
I don't think Saw likes it either, she said in a low voice. But the anti-imperial groups are too spread out. We have to work together when we can. This could be a good thing. A sign of a forthcoming alliance.
Jin frowned, remembering what Saw had said about Arrain not liking humans. Even though Saw worked with Jari and Zosad, and others who weren't human, the majority of his cadre was. She somehow doubted that Arrain wanted anything to do with Saw other than paying him to do whatever dirty work she didn't want the non-humans doing. The ship jumped to hyperspace, and Jin heard the familiar thump of Saw's boots on the metal flooring.
This is the way Arrain works,
he said, shooting Jin and Maya a look that told them he'd heard their conversation.
Keeps things secure.
But we usually don't work like this, Jin said.
Saw frowned.
Maybe we should.
Or maybe, Maya interrupted, we should work closer together. Idrissa...
Saw growled, and Maya clamped her lips shut. He jerked his head toward the back of the ship.
Go change, he said, tossing Jin the large satchel he'd carried aboard.
Jin opened it to reveal a set of Inusagian robes in petal green, with gold embroidery on the hem that matched the sparkling sakula blossoms Jin had seen in the image caster's hollow.
We need to blend in, Saw said, grimacing.
It'll do you good to clean up,
Maya said, pulling out her own bag from the storage unit.
Go on,
Saw growled. Jin headed to a more private corner and stripped her clothes.
She thought of the beautiful, young, and obviously naive chiefess of Inusagi as she took off her usual pants and shirt and replaced them with the finely embroidered cloth. She carefully tucked her kyber crystal necklace under the robe and smoothed the material over her body. She was usually proud of the way she didn't look like a girl. She would much rather show off her biceps than her breasts. But that day, she relished her curves, winding the cloth tightly around her torso and admiring the way it swished around her legs and hips when she moved.
She pulled her hair out of its usual messy bun, arranging it as best she could so it curled down her back. Saw didn't exactly keep cosmetics around, but Jin dusted her face with the talc she found in the bag and bit her lips to make them pinker.
"Nice," Maya said. She wore a similar set of robes, but there was extra padding around her body, making her look fatter than she was. Maya had also stripped the synth skin gloves from her hands. She kept twisting her fingers, as if unused to feeling the world with her actual skin.
"You clean up well," Jin said, looking past Maya at Saw. The suit was a bit tight around his broad chest, but the colors brought out the deep brown tones of his skin. The fine material made him look almost regal. Jin felt as though she was wearing a costume, but Saw looked like a king.
"This is yours," he said,
tossing her a green purse that was embroidered to match her robes. Inside, the dozen image caster invitations were nestled in small pockets in the liner.
"The other members of the group will recognize you by your robes."
Saw indicated the elaborate, distinctive embroidery all along the hem.
"The code word is Cloud. Get the others inside."
Jin nodded her understanding. The ship lurched out of hyperspace, but her stomach had been left somewhere behind her in space. The mission felt off. She didn't like working with Arane, with her obvious disdain for humans. She didn't like how fractured the mission was. Saw gave his clearance codes, and Jin smiled with satisfaction as they were approved to dock in the spaceport without question. He maneuvered the ship down, and Jin eagerly leaned over, looking out at Inusagi's beautiful landscape. An azure river cut through the lush green hills and valleys near the capital city, a ribbon of blue that spun off into curlicues and large pools. She knew from her research that Inusagi's landscape had been cultivated over centuries, and each pool represented a different community led by a noble house. The largest pool spilled over the cliff, forming a waterfall into the ocean. The chiefess's palace was built on the cliff, a long rectangle of milky brown stone, one side facing the calm pools overlooking each of the lesser noble houses. One side, facing the waterfall and the tumultuous sea at its base. Saw swooped the shuttle down into the spaceport, built a little distance from the river. As soon as they were docked, apprehension started curling in Jin's stomach.
"Once you pass out all the invites, come back here," Saw said, standing. "Wait for me."
"You said you only needed 10 invites," Jin said.
There were a dozen in her bag. She withdrew two and handed them to Maya and Saw.
"Come back here," Saw repeated, his voice sterner,
a clear warning that she was not to use one of the image casters for herself.
"We each have a part to play."
He moved stiffly out of the cockpit, and although his suit was fitted to his body, she knew it was hiding weapons. Maya nudged her forward, and Jin glanced at the padding beneath her friend's robes, wondering which blasters were wrapped under the silk.